ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Well, it's a Monday and we are off and running as we're at the Smoothie King Center. Pelicans Media Day. We'll have a lot of focus of that, of course, on today's show. Saints kicking off the week in a positive direction as they are now home and, more importantly, coming off of a win. 2-1 on the season. No doubt the players happy they're finally home and, more importantly, getting that win, bouncing back after that horrible game over at Carolina. So got a fun show packed in for you here as well. Throughout the show, we'll hear from Pelicans players, coaches, executives, you name it, as we're right outside the loading dock and over where players come into the court. So we'll be trying to get some of that as the afternoon goes by. And, of course, we definitely want your game balls. Pats on the back. And who needs to have a seat next to coach based off of the Saints win yesterday, 28-13 over in New England. The defense standing out again. The offense, interesting. Second win so far this season. There's two, of course, and they haven't passed for over 150 yards. But is that the new identity of this team? You'll hear from quarterback Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill as well. So we'll have all of that and more coming up on the show. The numbers to get involved, very easy. You know this already. It's 800-998-1003. And, of course, you can also tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA. So I definitely want to hear from you as well, plus the news that came out this morning when it comes to Zion Williamson. We'll hear about all of that and more coming up here in a quick bit as preseason for the Pelicans begins a week from today. A week from today at Minnesota. So we'll definitely touch on all of that and more. But of course, yesterday in Foxborough, here's Alvin Kamara.
Not your team.
Yeah, man, I mean, we don't like losing. That's really what it is. We came out this week, practiced well. Like you said, everybody owned up to it last week. So we knew we had to come out here and do. We had to run the ball. We had to be the aggressor, and we came out here and did that and got a win.
We saw such a great mix of Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
What's the value for you guys having two quarterbacks who have very different skill sets out there on the field?
Man, I mean, it gives the defense problems. You know, Jameis, obviously, everything that he can do throwing, he can run also. And then Taysom, when he comes in, he's just a bully. You know, he can throw the ball, but he's going out there, he's trying to punish. So, I mean, he did a great job. He came out and did what he had to do.
See that hurdle Taysom Hill made?
Yeah, man, he looked like me.
28 days on the road, you guys get to go home now. What do you have to say to your fans?
Man, we coming back home. We got a home game coming up, so Nola will be back, and ooh, I mean, we're ready.
Yeah, either one. So that's running back Alvin Kamara, as we'll talk about that win, 28-13. Joined now by Jackson Hayes, though, as he just got done speaking with local media, doing the pictures here as well. First off, sir, good afternoon. How are you?
How's it going?
Doing well. Did this new season come here quickly? Kind of feels like, from my aspect of it, it ended, and all of a sudden you're back here.
Nah, it definitely was a fast summer, and the season definitely crept up really quickly, so it'll be good.
What's it been like? I know I've seen a lot of people nationally touch on the fact that, and even I saw this on Twitter, I think it was a week ago, Jackson, about it was a year ago AD hit the, you know, the big bucket for the Lakers. Since then, we've had two world champions, you know, crowned. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's been crazy. The Bucks had a great year this past year. I was really excited for my guy Drew. And, I mean, I'm just really more excited, though, about this year. I feel like us as the Pels, we'll have a really good year and definitely make the playoffs.
Has it dawned on you nearly as well, too, that you've been here this long already?
Nah, yeah, it's definitely crazy just thinking about it, being like, this is my third year here now. I've been living down here for about 2.5, almost 3 years, going on 3 years. So, I mean, it's definitely crazy just thinking about that.
All right, here's the obvious follow-up to that, right? What is it that you've learned the most in those three different off seasons, even though some of them have been kind of compressed?
I've definitely just learned just to keep the right people around you and just keep the people who truly care about you around you. So that's been really important to me.
I know fans do this a lot, Jackson, but do players sort of look at how the season goes, look at how teams are getting it done or winning a championship and kind of saying, hey, okay, now I see it. Now I understand it. And the reason I ask you that is because you're talking about Drew and you see what the Bucks were able to do, and you also saw the run that the Suns made. Defense, offense, all that work that you do in the offseason, but really improving every year. like when you see those two teams make the run that they made last year, it's kind of what a lot of fans sort of can get behind. It was great theater and fun to watch.
Yeah, it definitely was. You see them get better every week. The good teams, they get better every week. And so that's just something we need to work on. And you can just see them just getting closer and closer as the team, as the playoffs went on.
Jackson, when you look at the run, especially by the Suns, but just the West as it is, you know this already, the West is tough.
The West is very tough. I've learned
but you
that.
Saw the East kind of get in there. So we'll get to the West in a quick second. But what did you see from the teams out East? That looks like last year that competition was a lot tougher when you guys played them.
Nah, it definitely was. This whole year I feel like would be really crazy just because every team is so stacked. Mm-hmm. There's really great players on every team, so I feel like it would just be a lot more interesting.
How about out West? Is it just – silly when you think of the talent that's out
there?
Nah,
if you think of the town out West, the West definitely got it for sure.
Right?
The West definitely got it for sure.
All right. What about you? Do you have the three-point shot for sure? What was that towards the end of last season, man? Knocking down some threes.
I mean, I've been working on that for a while. It's all about a coach who's just going to let you shoot it and just give you that comfortability and that confidence to shoot the ball. And so I feel like this year I'll be shooting it a lot more and at a higher rate. So,
really, you feel it's going to be part of your game moving forward?
Most definitely. I'm not going to force it into my game, but mm-hmm. just try to mix it in, not too much, but work on the things I'm strong with and then just have that in there as a little backup too. I feel like it would be really good.
We also saw towards the end of last season the defensive end kind of pick up as well, some shot blocking, things of that nature. What did you want to focus on this offseason?
Just focus on my timing. I'm getting stronger as well. Definitely focus on getting stronger this summer, which I did. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to put on too much weight, but I still put on about 10 pounds from last year, about 235, wow, which is good. And just putting on the right weight and just getting stronger in the right places in the legs, upper body, just working on that.
Does that kind of go to what we first started talking about, learning in those 3 years?
Nah,
hey,
definitely.
Little weight, little
yeah.
That. Because it's also, too, right, Jackson, I'm looking at the calendar here, September 27th. You want to be playing in May in the postseason.
Yes.
So that's a long time. Is that part of just being able to physically sustain a season?
Nah, it definitely is. Just having the strength in your body and working on your recovery enough just so that you can be playing that long and in this long of a season. So, that stuff I was definitely working on a bunch.
Two final questions for you pertaining to this season. Your first impressions when you met your new head coach, Willie Green?
A great guy. Great God-fearing man. He has his priorities the right way and just wants to win just like the rest of us. And he's just as hungry. His first head coaching job, so I feel like it'll be a really good year, really good combination with our team and him coming in.
This season for your team, what is it that you guys want to accomplish? Obviously, playoffs and all that stuff. Is there a motto? Is there something that you guys just want to focus on it and be known as? Like, what kind of team should fans expect the Pelicans to be this year?
The Pelicans this year, I can tell you, are going to be just hardworking dudes who just want to come out every night and win. Bring it to you every night. Just make sure. We're going to hustle. We're going to be diving for the loose balls. Just get a lot more grimy this year and just the way that we play.
All right, time to go take some more pictures. Thank
yep,
you, Jackson.
Definitely. Of course. You have a good one.
You too, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it
me.
So much. For sure, Jackson Hayes, again, just leading things off for us as the Pelicans will have their preseason opener a week from now at Minnesota. Now, Pels Media Day got kicked off in a way that no doubt some of you folks probably don't want to hear. That was Vice President of Basketball Operations David Griffin leading off with.
To share with you all, we met yesterday as a group, Willie, myself, Trajan, Aaron Nelson representing the medical team, Zion and his family, and we established a timeline for his return to play. Zion is returning from a foot surgery suffered at the beginning of the summer. The beginning of summer isn't exactly accurate, but earlier in the off season, prior to summer league, he had a fractured right foot that was repaired surgically. His timeline should get him back on the court in time for regular season. That would be our hope and our view. And we're very optimistic about what that looks like. Unfortunately, I know that's going to be taken as a very big negative for all of you. It's really not for us because we were dealing with it all off season. And we feel very confident about where things are and very happy with the share with you all.
All right. So that's David Griffin dropping the bomb in the news this morning that, of course, that there is an injury to Zion Williamson. I can tell you, literally, 4 or 5 minutes before the show started, Zion was up in front of us at this station taking photos. So when you hear that the fifth metatarsal is the fracture in his foot, it's the, basically the pinky bones, the outside long bone over there. If you Google it, you'll see photos and all of those different things. Now, the thing is, when you take a look at what it means, and if he can play or not, that is obviously the question. Bottom line is this. You're starting another season with that, right? An injury already. But in seeing him again, taking pictures, he's not playing basketball. He's not running. He wasn't dunking. He's not in a walking boot. He's not, limping or anything of that nature that visually I saw in front of us. But again, you walk in, it's 10 a.m., and the very first thing is about that. So it's going to be the storyline. You're hoping that he is ready for the season opener when they do get things tipped off in that direction. So, again, Pels fans, if you want to hear, comment on that, I'll take your phone calls. 8-1-0-0-3, but again, that's something you don't want to hear. But Zion was made available, would show up about 35 minutes ago. Fletcher asking him the question that many wanted to probably find out. No, based especially off of last week's article by Christian Clark of the Picayune and the Advocate about perhaps a relationship that wasn't exactly peachy clean between Zion and David Griffin. Zion, today?
Sorry, can you repeat your name?
Fletcher. Fletcher.
Fletcher?
Yep.
Fletcher, that might be the best question of the day. I'm glad you asked that. I feel like nobody's ever asked me that, so I'm glad you asked. How I feel about the organization? Per me. I love it here. I love the city of New Orleans. Don't want to be anywhere else. My relationship with Griff, I don't think he can play the piano, last time I checked. It's all love with me and Griff. It ain't much to dive into. It's just love between us. We're both competitors. We both want to win. Do we disagree on some things? Who agrees on everything? We don't. But I think that's what makes our relationship great. We both bring the best out of each other, and we're just going to keep building off that.
All right, so there you go. Right from the mouth of Zion Williamson talking about that relationship and its importance of that. So that's the thing that's important you wanted to hear right off the bat, right? Right off the bat as we start the show, you're not going to see him next week. You're likely not going to see him during the preseason. Zion Williamson had a broken foot, surgically repaired. You hear that, you go, what are you talking about? So I wanted you to hear that. But then, more importantly, too, when you actually hear from Zion about that, that is an issue. That is something that you want to hear. I mean, let's be honest, right? If you're a Pelicans fan, that's something you want to hear when you look at it from that perspective. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we got plenty to get into. 800-998-1003 is the way to chime into the conversation. Saints 28-13. Definitely got a lot to talk about that, especially at the quarterback position. Or do you care if you're a Saints fan? Do you just like the fact you're 2-1, the team is finally home, and they got a home game right across the street? They'll be playing the Giants. They're 0-3. They lost to the Falcons yesterday. Yikes. Plus, we're live at Pelicans Media Day. Jackson Hayes just finished chatting with us. We'll hear from other players. Hopefully some coaches here as well. Got to tell you about the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, though, DraftKings. And as you know, if you're a new customer, we want to put you in the center of the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. So get on in. It's real simple. Pick your lineup. Stay under their salary cap. And then see how your team stacks up against the competition so you can feel the NFL action like never before. Look, it's safe, secure, reliable. Best part is you can deposit, withdraw that cash whenever you want. So download the DraftKings app, enter the code LaRose, and away you go. It's the Sports Hangover. We're off and running. It's home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Greg LeBlanc Toyota is currently open and here to serve our community with a fresh new inventory arriving daily
and over 150 quality pre-owned vehicles.
If you have any questions regarding vehicle replacement or you're looking to purchase a new vehicle, we are here to help. stop by 220 South Hollywood Road or give us a call at 985-876-7210 or visit GregLeBlancToyota.com.
GregLeBlancToyota.com. We are home strong.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Rouse's Markets team is right here in our community and in communities all over South Louisiana, working around the clock to help their neighbors in need. They're bringing in fresh groceries and supplies every single day. And good, good, good news, the Rouse's Market in Golden Meadow, that store we all know and love, will be back open next Wednesday. Store manager Reggie Lejeune and all of your friends who work at Rouse's will be there. It's going to be a homecoming for sure. Rouse's Markets feels like home.
What would you say you do here?
Sports. Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fan.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover live at the Smoothie King Center. It is Pelicans Media Day here as well. We've heard from Jackson Hayes already. We saw Zion Williamson met with the local media here already as well. And yes, if you're just joining us, won't be seeing him probably in the preseason as he recovers from surgery from a broken foot, the fifth metatarsal on his right foot, and played what David Griffin had to say also. He answered Fletcher's question as Fletcher just walked past me here as well as we were talking about it. And that was, do you want to be here? Do you like it here in your relationship with David Griffin? And he said it was a positive thing. Head coach Willie Green had this to say about his new adopted city and team.
We got a lot of tough guys that are hungry to make the next step. When I got to Phoenix, that's what I saw immediately. And that's what I see here in New Orleans. And along with that, our city, this city is, and our fans are hungry for it too. It's going to take a lot of work to get there, as Griff alluded to, but I believe we can. It's one of the reasons that I wanted to go to Phoenix and take that challenge, you know, as an assistant, is to learn what that looks like. And so now having some of that experience, I see similarities in our group. So it excites me. I'm looking forward to getting on the floor with the guys tomorrow, and I know everybody is, and really trying to make the next step here in New Orleans. We got
all right. So that's head coach Willie Green. His thoughts on obviously trying to get the city behind its team and get going. So one of the other things that I wanted you to hear right off the get go, and then we can start talking about the Saints win 28-13, and any questions obviously you have on the Pels, is Zion's answer and reaction to the injury news again that will keep him out of the preseason more than likely.
Initially, when it first happened, it sucked, but it's a part of the game. I think I was overdoing it when I was training because I felt like I had this huge chip on my shoulder, this huge boulder that I was just getting after it overly every day, and it just happened. But the process through healing has been great. You work with the team, trainer every day, so it's been good.
So you go. So again, two positive responses, I think, if you're Pelicans fans and hearing how things are going in his recovery here as well. So we got that going on, and again, if we get some players and coaches stopping by, we'll interrupt. In the meantime, I definitely want to get, obviously, to the game yesterday as the Saints making sure that you had a nice Sunday. And, you know, it's interesting thinking of maybe perhaps how you viewed this game. I know the intern already today said, you know what, that could have been a bigger win for your for your Saints. So we'll get into that now.
Time now for
The lead. The lead. The lead. The lead. Here's what's topping our headlines on the Sports Hangover.
28-13, that is your final. Saints defeating the Patriots. And in that game, a couple of things definitely stood out. 148 yards, right? And it was not the 128 yards. 128 yards passing by Jameis Winston. 13 of 21, two TDs, no picks. One of those touchdowns, though. Did you hear the postgame? You got to listen to it. It was divine intervention, apparently, that allowed the Saints to be able to have a touchdown. You know, Jameis falling backwards, throwing it. How did it go? This was Jameis after the game on the Callaway TD.
That was all God. I felt zero. So I checked it, and that was all God. Like, I was trying to throw that ball away. Marquez went up there and snatched it. So touchdown, good guys.
What was the message to you after that throw? Like, don't do it again, but good throw? Or
if you're throwing away, make sure you throw it away. I said, and I told him, I said, God. I said, Coach, that's all God. Can't get in the way of God's plan.
There you go. All God's plan. So, how do you feel being a Saints fan knowing that that touchdown was divine intervention, right? That's exactly what it was. Look, bottom line, Saints led 14-3 at the half, and the defense just played absolutely spectacular. You know, Mac Jones passed 51 times, had 30 completions, had a touchdown, but he was picked off three times. And you don't think having Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, you don't think having Marshawn Lattimore back made a big difference in that game yesterday. Pete Werner, the rookie, starting in place of Zach Bond, he got some look-see. Paulson Adebo continues to get the highest percentage of snaps over there at corner as well, even though his team traded for Bradley Roby. He's had a very solid start to the season. They just played spectacular, honestly. And when you look at what Lattimore did yesterday, it's pretty amazing. With that big cast over on the right hand, again, protecting that surgically repaired thumb. 10 tackles, 8 solo. He had a pass defense, and you just saw him consistently all around the football. And he was somebody that was one of three players that had interceptions. Malcolm Jenkins with the pick six. P.J. Williams, Marshawn Lattimore, making big plays over and over again. Lattimore had this to say after the game on coming back and actually being able to play.
You know, we felt good. You know, we were just ready to come back, especially after last week. We were just ready to get out there, you know, and do what we got to do for the team, you know, for our brother. So, you know, that's the only thing we was worried about, just getting back out there and bringing that extra, you know, whatever we need, you know, to go out there and win.
I think one of the things that's pretty interesting is when you think of Lattimore playing with that cast and then leading the team in tackles, you'd think it kind of would hinder you, but not at all.
Once I'm out there playing, you know, sometimes I think about it, but not really. You know, I'm out there. Once I'm out there, no excuse. So that's just the mindset I go out there with, and you know, that's it.
So when you take a look at the Saints defense, again, getting those big plays from the secondary and Malcolm Jenkins on the pick six, he had this to say on getting that big play and getting the Saints on the scoreboard via the defense.
Well, they actually ran the same play, I believe, a couple drives earlier, and DeMario made a good stop on it. But they were trying to sneak the tight end kind of, you know, onto the backside. And I ended up getting picked, actually, I think, by my own teammate. And so, really, I'm just rushing to my coverage, and ball gets tipped up in the air, and I'm able to come down with it.
I think one of the things that's interesting as well, and it's something that was asked after the game, if the identity on this team perhaps is coming from the defense, and is that something that we can sort of expect from it? And maybe think that this is the side of the football that's going to be responsible for winning games. Here's Jenkins on how this potential can perhaps grow.
Well, I think we're starting to see that, you know, we're the strength of our team, right? And we're going to have to play big in order for our team to have success. And that just is the identity and the formula that seems to be working for us. When we play stingy on defense, we take the ball away, we give our offense opportunities, and then when we get our special teams contributing as well, like they have, you know, we're going to be hard to beat. And that's, you know, we think that the heart of our team is going to be on our defense.
Let's go to the phone lines, 800-998-1003. Jack, thanks for giving the show a call. EF, you're on the On Deck Circle. What you got for us, bud?
Hey, Gus.
Hey, man.
Look, game ball goes to Dennis Allen in the defense, and a pat on the back goes to Alvin Kamara because he ran really hard yesterday. But I don't want anybody covering the team to say that the quarterback for this team is on the roster, because that's not true. We watch a different game if that's true. The only way the Patriots could have won the game is if Jameis made, you know, some bad plays, and he tried hard. The Patriots just wouldn't cooperate. You know, he made a lot of bad decisions, including the touchdown. It's, you know, and look, there's no weapons. You know, there aren't any weapons. But when your defense is dominating a game like that, you know, make quick decisions, either get rid of the ball, don't take sacks. I just don't think he has that in him. I just don't think that your starting quarterback is on the roster.
Jack, look, it's definitely going to be a conversation of this week, right? Look, you got two wins. You haven't thrown for 150 yards in either. And to your point, it definitely does look like there's something holding that back, whether it's lack of confidence, whether it's, you know, I get the sense and feel immediately when I'm looking at it, I'm like, he's just trying to be so careful about not making a mistake, trying to be so careful about not doing something that will hurt them. Yet you see some plays where it is careless. Like, I don't mind if, you know, the old terminology, gunslinger, Jack, guys that go out there, make plays, just fling it around the field and do those things. That's fine if that's sort of your motto and everything. So I don't know if it's sort of getting in his head or not, because I think the thing that's tough to kind of look at sometimes, man, is in Green Bay, he played confident. If it wasn't there, he took off running, Jack. If, you know, you saw him decisively throw the football. So I don't know if, look, it's losing Teron Armstead, you know, immediately early in the game. If it's playing with a different center, if it's now being given the added responsibilities of doing the mic, I don't know. But what's the normal time frame for a situation like this? I'm going to play next segment out of the break, Jack. I don't know if you caught it. It was Drew Brees on Sunday Night Football talking about the struggles of this offense. And he touched on facts and reality. You mentioned whether it's weapons, whether it's just time. I just think when you look at the young players, and it's one of the reasons I said it's an 8-win team, and it's a potential playoff team, Jack. Main reason, you're asking people to do things they've never done before, and those are big things. You're asking Callaway to be the number one receiver in the NFL going against number one corners. You're asking Deontay Harris, who's an all-pro kick returner, to be your number two receiver. You're asking two tight ends that have never been the leading pass catcher for their teams to be big. You're asking a lot of different aspects of that, and a new quarterback in a new system, have never done that in an NFL game with those guys. Doing it in shirts and shorts in Tampa on a high school field, that is completely different than doing it in an NFL game on an NFL stadium. So is it a couple of games? I mean, look at it. Like you looked at last night, you know, in the Packers and 49ers game, those two quarterbacks were flinging it over the field, but they've been with their teams and offenses and players for a while. You know what I mean? So I'm with you, Jack. It needs to improve.
See,
there's no doubt about it. I mean, look, there's no way to look at it. Sean Payton went to Taysom Hill on that final drive because he trusted him more, period.
Gus, I'm not criticizing the results. I'm not criticizing the passing
or the production
of the offense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. I just think he needs to be efficient and just accept, you know, because, like, if they were behind in the game, I could understand maybe forcing a couple of things.
Right.
But really, the only way New England was going to win is if you made a mistake. And just accept, you know, punting ain't the worst thing in the world. And Gus, I'll just make one comment about Jimmy G. He's not the answer. He'd be better than Jameis, but he's not the answer for them either. I came to the conclusion watching that game that he has a vision problem. There'd be eight Green Bay guys at the line of scrimmage, and he didn't know enough to audible out of the plays. He would just go. I don't know if you saw that game last night, but it was ridiculous. Green Bay's defense didn't get better. They just stacked the line, and Jimmy G didn't seem to know how to get out of it. But anyway, thanks for taking my call, Gus.
Sounds good, man. I appreciate it. EF, we're going to come to you right out of the break, sir, so hold on for a quick second. I'll step aside. We're live at Pelicans Media Day, or you're home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-511-3535. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider, 800-511-3535. That's 800-511-3535. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-511-3535.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole-in-one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, time for an oil change? We've got what you need to check it off your list. Right now you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter, plus an STP air filter or cabin air filter, all for just $35.99. And you can get it all fast, your way. Just order online with our free same-day store pickup or next-day delivery.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Start your job today at AutoZone.com. Restrictions apply.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Media Day, Zion Williamson speaking earlier this morning.
Building new bonds because I got new teammates. And ultimately just making the playoffs. Making the playoffs and, you know, trying to do something with it.
All right, that is the answer to the question, what are the goals for this season? Again, if you're just joining us and you missed it, that's a broken foot he's recovering from. Had surgery somewhere before the time of the Pels Summer League. He's not expected, per David Griffin, to see much action in the preseason, if at all. Do expect him to be ready for the regular season. That opener is Wednesday, right here at the Smoothie King Center, October 20th, against the 76ers. Back to the phone lines, 800-998-1003. EF, thank you, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How y'all doing?
Doing well.
How y'all doing? Doing good?
Yeah, man. Doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I think everybody's being a little hard on Jameis, but before I get to that, my game ball definitely goes to Coach Dennis Allen in that defense. My pat on the back is split between Alvin Kamara and Taysom Hill. And somebody needs to tell Aldrick Roses to bring in his playbook. He's got it on stick next to the coach.
Let me tell you something. I was surprised. I think he did make the plane, right? I mean, they wouldn't have Lane Kiffin and just, you know, closed the door when he was trying to.
Yeah, no, he made the plane, but I think after he made the plane, it was like, all right, don't worry about coming to the locker.
I think he knew that too, right? I think he knew that. By the way, I'm glad you brought that up. Hard. Will Lutz is eligible to come off of IR, so. In theory, we'll see how it is this week. Sean Payton's going to speak at 4 o'clock this afternoon. But, yes, Will Lutz is able to come back, at least off of IR. Now let's see if he can play.
Okay, good. Now, as far as Jameis is concerned, I wasn't mad at the Miracle Pro because literally the series before that, Mac Jones did the exact same throw, and he got praised for it. And Jameis does it, and it's like, oh, what's he doing? And literally, the ball was either going to get caught or out of bounds. It wasn't going to get intercepted, so he saw how he threw it.
Right.
Yeah, I had a gasp on it, but still, you know, it was caught. Now, that was really the only questionable throw I saw.
because the wide receivers can't get open, and it comes back to weapons. I'm like, I'm looking at it. Your highest, as far as our highest drafted receiver that played yesterday was Kenny Stills, the fifth-round pick. Everybody else is unrestricted, undrafted free agents. So it's like you got guys out there that are doing things that they haven't done or never had to do playing against top-tier defenders, you know, so it's not the same as you got a legit number one or a legit number two out there, and that's taking nothing away from Callaway or Harris. You know, but they're not getting open. They're not beating the jam. They're not getting open. So Jameis is having, and he's making plays back there. He's not taking, like, I don't need him to take a sack all the time. You know, if he can move, let him move. Let him get rid of the football.
That's the thing that was so frustrating, I guess, to me. In Green Bay, you saw him be decisive like that. If it wasn't there, gone. I mean, he picked up three first downs scrambling in the first half against Green Bay. I'm like, where is that guy?
Yeah, I definitely would like to see him take off more. Yeah. I would like to see him take off more. But then, at the same time, if you looked at, you saw sometimes, a couple times he wanted to take off, but you can see a defender kind of coming down. So I'm going to say he saw that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did like the fact that they put Taysom Hill in crunch time because we're going to just eat clock, and Taysom Hill's good at that. He's a monster. So
right.
I think using both of them the way that they use them, I'm not worried about the 300-yard game. I like the 28-13 win. I'm good with, I think those games are going to come. Those big games as his confidence. But he has to develop confidence in his players as well. Like, I noticed, Kenny Stills got more attempts than Deontay Harris. Like, he was really trying to find Kenny Steele. And I think that's going to come in clutch down the line. Especially when Michael Thomas comes back, when Traquan Smith comes back, I think you'll see a different passing game. Right now, it's just, hey, let's jump ahead, let's stay ahead, mm-hmm. and just grind the game down. And I'm cool with 128 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions.
Right, because look, here's the thing. It's going to get better, you would think, right? At some point in time, you would think
definitely.
It's going to get better at some point. So,
I'm with you, man.
And
also, Sean Payton is being more conservative with the playbook than normal. Like, he's really conservative with it. He's easing people in. He's, like, really letting everybody dip their toes in at the same time. He hasn't done anything. We haven't seen any of the crazy formations, crazy motions outside of a few. But he hasn't really done anything. He's shown him a couple of looks, but, it's nothing that he's really done yet. So I think, the jury's still out.
No doubt about it, man. I appreciate it so much, man. Thank you for the phone call, sir.
All right, buddy.
Always a pleasure. EF. So he says he's not too worried about it. I'm telling you, it's going to be a topic this week. No doubt with many fans. Go to Uptown Ruler. Thanks for giving us a call here, sir. I'm sure you're calling about tonight's Dallas Cowboys game. Are you ready to watch your boys?
Yes. Watch my boys.
Yeah, you're Dallas Cowboys.
They never was my boys.
Three and a half point favorite.
My daddy's boys.
What you think of the game yesterday, man? Saints get the win, 28-13.
It was a good game, but I think when we're going to see a blowout, the Saints going to blow out somebody. I want to see a 50-20. I want to see at least 30 points on the board.
Okay. Yeah, no, I hear you. So we're eventually going to see this offense kind of get going in the direction we wanted to, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying, well, if Michael Thomas coming back, are we going to trade him or what? Because he was on the trading block for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, is he still out there on the trading block when he gets well? Because
after what you've seen, I don't think so, right?
And what about Trayvon Smith? Trayvon mm-hmm. Smith, is he going to come back
Smith?
Or what?
Traquan Smith?
I mean,
he was put on IR a couple of weeks ago. Well, you would expect that he would be on there.
Okay, when those people come back, mm-hmm. what are we going to do with the receivers that we got?
What do you mean? Obviously Callaway will stay around. I think Deontay Harris has proven his worth there as well. But look, Michael Thomas is obviously going to go out there, and you got to get him worked in and get going. Look, the fact that Kenny Stills has come in literally off of the streets and gotten pass catches, that kind of tells you what Sean Payton sort of feels about that. So if Traquan comes in, they're going to put him back on the field. If Michael Smith, If Michael Thomas comes in, they're going to put him back on the field as well, man.
Okay, but what about Kenny Stills? Where are you going to put Kenny Stills at?
Kenny Stills might be watching. I don't know. Look, if he can outwork some of the other guys and play and make more catches than Callaway isn't, then we don't know. But I think Sean Payton's literally by practice all the games going to do. What's that, bud?
I got a suggestion. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the coach is listening, but okay. Put him back there with the kickoff man. And you got speed because they both can hand the ball off to each other.
We'll
see. What I'm saying?
Uptown Ruler, I got to get going here. I want to hit Randy real quick, and then I'm going to hit a break. David Griffin, Vice President of Basketball Operations, is about to be coming up here in a quick second. All right, thank you, bud. Appreciate it. Randy, what's up, sir? Thank you for giving us a buzz here in the Sports Hangover. How are you?
What's going on, Gus? How you doing, brother?
Doing well, man. You got about 3 minutes.
Hey, man, what's Uptown Ruler watching, man? He wants a blowout. What was week one? How many was 35?
Right.
Yeah, man, look, remember I called Friday and I said something like along the lines of, we don't know what we got in the kicker?
Yeah.
Man, that was terrible. Didn't it kind of feel like a lot like the Denver game a little bit, like, Sean was just like, we're going to run the ball and not turn it over.
No doubt about it. Look, Alvin Kamara, 27 touches. He had 24 carries, 89 yards, 3 receptions, 29 yards, a TD. And that's when you knew that New England was going to be focusing on them. So I think it's fantastic, though. Look, it shows you where he was. He was excited about it. He wanted to do it and be a part of it. And look, it's smart football from this aspect of it. That last drive, man, that sealed the game. Was fantastic. No, it was, but it was smart play calling, and then you put in Taysom there at the end for a 4-yard TD run. 13 plays, 75 yards, 6 minutes and 45 seconds. And I love it when at the end of the game afterwards, Taysom Hill was asked about, hey, getting the win and doing so on less than 150 yards passing. Listen to his response, man.
I can tell you the mindset is just to win. You know, I think sometimes, you know, it's easy to get caught up in the numbers, but you got to play the game. You got to play the situation. And I think, you know, throughout my career, it's a team that manages those situations the best that wins the game. So if we throw for 150 yards, and I don't know, I didn't see the numbers. I don't know how many we rushed for, but, you know, it's all about winning. And when your defense is creating turnovers like that, that's what you do.
I mean, look, bottom line, dude, Randy, get the win however it is that you want it. They've been gone a month, dude. I mean, it's, you know, they've been gone a month. Get home, and the fact that you're in the positive, and look, you're facing a very bad Giants team on Sunday. They're 0-3 for a reason. They just lost their leading tackler yesterday. He got injured in the game. Blake Martinez, season-ending ACL tear, so he's out. They lost to the Falcons, man, and they're just not a very good team right now. So you could be, again, you got to go out there and take care of your business, but being your first game here, your first official regular season opener, it's pretty good. So there we go, man. But look, Randy, let me step aside real quick, hit the quick break, and when we do, Mr. Brandon Ingham will join us for a quick couple of minutes as we're live at Pelicans Media Day.
All right,
where you're home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
It's the Ram Power Days going on right now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Should Viagra really cost $90 per pill? We don't think so. RexMD has FDA-approved generic Viagra medication of that little blue pill starting at just $2. Why pay huge pharmacy prices when you can get the same results for a fraction of the cost? Give your bank account a break. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you'll get a starter pack prescription of industry-leading generic Viagra medication. Just call 800-499-5916. We've helped over 100,000 men with their sex lives and with getting prescription medications direct. Your consultation is free, there's no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. Get your starter pack now. Call 800-499-5916. That's 800-499-5916. Again, 800-499-5916.
It's a new season, everyone. No, not football season or the fall. It's the season to change up your stale wardrobe. And that's where the new Stitch Fix freestyle comes in. Listen, we've all probably let our own personal style fall off a bit for over a year now. But Stitch Fix Freestyle is a highly personalized shopping experience that allows you to discover and instantly buy clothing and accessories based specifically on your style preferences and fit. So get those new looks for any occasion today. Head to StitchFix.com to get started.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
Well, let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Centers, we are live at Pelicans Media Day. Brandon Ingram making the tour around all of the different photography sections and stations. B.I., how many photography sections have you had already today?
I think it's only been about four.
Okay. That's not too bad then, right?
It's not too bad. It's been better than last year, actually.
Had a few more last time. Look, I asked you when you sat down, how quickly did this season kind of feel that it came back? I remember seeing a tweet last week, but it was a year ago last week, AD hits the shot for the Lakers. Since then, the Lakers have won a title, the Bucks have won a title, and now we're having another season. It's nuts, right?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it came around fast. The summer, it seemed like the summer went by fast. Even though I was doing a lot of stuff during the day, and I was ready for it to get over with. It seems like this time always comes around fast, and it's an exciting time for sure.
I talked to Jackson Hayes a little bit earlier, and he talked about how going into his third season, he's kind of learned certain aspects to add in his offseason, whether it's putting on weight, working on certain aspects of his game. Where you are at your point in your career here as well, how do you view and approach the offseason?
Approaching the offseason is just thinking about and putting into action everything that you haven't done so well over the course of the season previously. And I think the way that you attack that is how you're going to come out the next season. You got to attack the offseason with confidence. Especially in the stuff that you don't do so well, so when the next season comes around that you're prepared for everything that's going to go on.
All right, you know the follow-up to that, right? What are some of the things you wanted to work on this offseason?
Well, me, it's just sharpening every facet on the court. And I have the ability to do a lot of stuff on the basketball floor, whether it's offensively or defensively. So this year it was basically just trying to improve my movement. Be more confident in shooting behind the line, getting to the rim, staying confident in shooting the mid-range jumper and taking a step on the defensive end, and some of my stuff. I think the only part on that end is the effort. And all of this stuff is really the effort and who does it harder. So I have the talent. It's all about, me doing it hard.
Speaking with Brandon Ingram, Brandon, when you look at this roster, there's some turnover, obviously, from not only the draft picks, but also the fact that, in theory, you're going to be taking the court here on Monday, a week from today, you and Zion being the only returning starters in the starting five, in theory,
right.
Doing that. How long does it take to kind of mesh together, and is that why maybe it was important to have the time that you guys had in Nashville?
It's going to take some time. It's going to take some time, but the good thing is every one of our guys – are in the gym all the time working on the stuff that they feel like they need to work on. I think we're going to get better throughout the season, mm-hmm. Just by playing the right way, seeing who can do what on the basketball floor. But I think over these next two to three months, I think we'll start figuring out how to play well with each other and how to keep building.
You know them because you've played against them being vets. Kind of tell, I guess, Pelicans fans, what does a player like Valanciunas bring to this roster and this team?
Well, he initially brings veteran leadership. He's been around this league for a long time, and he knows what to expect out of winning. I think he brings a dog and a tough mentality down in the paint, where I've seen him score back to the basket a lot. I've seen his pump fake, where he gets a lot of guys off the basketball floor, and it's very, very hard to guard. So I think he'll bring another dimension for our scoring and on the defensive end, just being a big body on the inside.
Looks like Devontae Graham brings energy, huh?
Absolutely. I've known him through my high school career. He's from North Carolina, and seeing him flourish, and I always thought he would be on this level. I didn't know when, but I felt like he was really, really good during high school and his, when he went up to Kansas. So I'm looking forward to playing with him. I know he can shoot the ball extremely well, and he's extremely quick. So just having another guy that can shoot beyond the three is going to help our team out a lot.
Two final questions here with Brandon Ingram of your Pelicans. I always am interested when there's a coaching search. You always hear different reports of what they're sort of known for. When you heard about Willie Green and then he eventually becomes a coach, look, he was here for a season, and we saw what he's done at Golden State and Phoenix, though, but players probably know him differently than media reports or fans. Tell Pelicans fans what kind of coach is coming here, and more importantly, what was it like when you found out he was your coach?
Well, you never know what to expect. I haven't been in this league long enough to know him as a player or a coach.
Okay.
But what I hear is he's good to work with, and that's always good hearing.
Devontae Graham, photographer. See, brings that energy, doesn't it?
It's always good to hear that, for sure. And, if you have somebody that's good to work with, that means they listen to conversation. And listener, a speaker, looking into somebody's eyes. When you can listen to someone and actually feel their story, especially coming from a player, it's always good, because it's gonna be put back out in the universe in a good way.
I always figured it's going to be hard to kind of not give that max effort on a guy that built his career on that, right? It's just kind of hard to not do that from that perspective. What are the goals this season? I know Zion said earlier, look, it's the postseason, things of that nature. Do you look at it as immediate goals? You said it might be a month or two before you start figuring out what kind of team. Do you have like a checklist of goals, or is it the overall obvious of trying to make the postseason?
Well, that's always the goal, to make the postseason. But I think my goals will go as the season goes. Just making little check marks for myself, making little steps towards each goal. I think as long as we're getting the steps down and making little goals for ourselves, I think we'll meet the ultimate goal. But I think throughout the season, it's important for us to stay hungry. It's important for us to stay driven. So I think the little goals in between of maybe this three-game stretch, we need to get all these three games, something like that. So I think my goals are to do the steps in order to make it to the playoffs and try to make some noise in the playoffs.
Quick and easy answer here, and we'll let you go, sir. Is this roster more talented this year?
Is it more talented? Is it more talented than last year? I'm not sure. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of these guys, but I know we have some versatility.
Okay.
I know we have Herbert Jones, who can really guard the basketball, and he's really, really long. We have Trey Murphy, who can shoot the basketball. We have a lot of guys that can shoot the basketball and defend the other side of the basketball. And we got bigger in size. You know, Valanciunas is a very big guy. We brought Willie back, and Jackson Hayes has got bigger and stronger.
Yeah.
So I think we matured.
All right, well, let's see. It's a week from today. You'll be in Minnesota playing some basketball. Always a pleasure. Thank you for a little time this afternoon.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. That is Brandon Ingram, as David Griffin's over to our right. We'll try to get him here before we wrap up the hour, as we are live over at Pelicans Media Day. Pelicans preseason schedule looks like this. He'll be at Minnesota on the 4th, and then on Wednesday, it's the Magic right here. over in the Smoothie King Center on October 6th at Chicago, October 8th on Friday, Monday, October 11th, the final preseason game. They'll be over at Utah. Then they get another week off, and then it'll open the season Wednesday, October 20th, right here at the Smoothie King Center. So we'll touch on all of that and more. And again, if you're just joining us, a big story sort of today, we'll ask, obviously, David Griffin when he makes his way over here, is about the foot injury for Zion Williamson. He had a broken fifth metatarsal over in his right foot. I can tell you from looking at him and seeing the pictures, he was kind of, you know, messing around, jumping around stuff. He's not a walking boot. He's not in a wheelchair and all those things. Like I see him, though, in the preseason, maybe not. We'll ask the man that'll make that decision here coming up shortly. But the expectation level is that he will be ready to go in the season opener. More importantly, the relationships. It was something that was being talked about in the offseason. And Zion today answered his happiness. See, happy being here.
Sorry, can you repeat your name?
Fletcher. Fletcher.
Fletcher?
Yep.
Fletcher, that might be the best question of the day. I'm glad you asked that. I feel like nobody's ever asked me that, so I'm glad you asked. How I feel about the organization? Per me. I love it here. I love the city of New Orleans. Don't want to be anywhere else. My relationship with Griff, I don't think he can play the piano last time I checked. It's all love with me and Griff. It ain't much to dive into. It's just love between us. Both competitors. We both want to win. Do we disagree on some things? Who agrees on everything? We don't. But I think that's what makes our relationship great. We both bring the best out of each other, and we're just going to keep building off that.
All right, so that is Zion Williamson from earlier today. We'll take a quick break, buddy. David Griffin's over to our right. We'll also go to get Swin Cash and some other players here coming up as the afternoon goes. So let's step aside. That way we can be ready when they are ready. Still talking Saints win 28-13. Also talking Pelicans. It is media day around the NBA. So lots of different storylines to get into it here as well as we're live at the Smoothie King Center in your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.